The air travel industry has been grounded by the coronavirus pandemic this year, and now many airlines are looking to win back some customers with increased safety measures and cheap deals on flights. Hear how United is looking to increase their revenue with new Ultra Economy class tickets that let passengers get dragged behind the plane by a giant rope. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and this daily news podcast has just been cleared for takeoff, so stay with us. According to the air travel industry, no one's been more affected by the coronavirus pandemic than the air travel industry. And as the holiday travel season draws near, more airlines are looking to turn around what has been a rough 2020 and lure back customers with some very cost-friendly deals. United Airlines today has introduced their new low-fare ticket option called Ultra Economy Class, which lets passengers get pulled behind a plane with a giant rope to their destination. For about $100 less than your average economy ticket, you can forego a seat to instead be escorted to the runway and given one end of a 75-foot-long rope tied to the plane's turbine engine to hang on to for the duration of your flight. United spokesperson Travis Porter had this to say today.
Whether you choose to hold onto the rope for dear life or use United's complimentary knot-tying guide to securely strap it around your body, we guarantee your ultra-economy experience will be just as satisfying, comfortable, and safe as any of our other flying options. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the views on the ultra-economy class.
We're joined now by OPR travel reporter Alan Potts. Alan, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
Now, Alan, what I like about this Ultra Economy option is the open air aspect, but how does it stack up against the competitors' discounted economy options?
The price, for one. If you're looking for cheap flights, you're going to want to fly by those United ropes. For example, a cross-country flight on an Ultra Economy class ticket will cost you only $215, compared to the $315 you'd spend flying the same route on Delta's lowest economy option, Delta Relax, which lets you sit underneath a toilet for the duration of the flight.
And are there any hidden costs? I know with Delta's Relax, you have to pay an extra $15 to rent a flashlight so you can actually see in the various pitch-black waste tanks you're dropped in.
That's where I thought that the Ultra option failed a little. The baseline cost is great, but if you want a parachute to safely land at your destination, it's an extra $35.
Awful.
Or you can opt for a knife at $15 to cut yourself loose during the descent. And if you want to carry on a bag, it's an extra $25 to have a runway worker tape your suitcase to the side of the plane with a 2-inch square of duct tape.
So that's an extra $50 or $60 right off the bat.
Exactly. Critics say that those extra costs really defeat the purpose of buying a discounted economy ticket in the first place.
That's why I hear that a lot of people like flying through American Airlines' discounted economy class because they don't have those extra costs. In fact, if you prostrate in front of an American Airlines flight attendant and cry, "I'm not worthy," they knock $35 off your ticket. American will also give you a free bag of pretzels if you allow them to whip your bare knees throughout the duration of the flight.
That's right. And a lot of competitors are touting today what they think sets their discounted ticket classes apart in light of United's rollout of the Ultra Economy class. For example, Spirit Airlines charges $30 for checked luggage. But just hours ago, they reminded customers via Twitter that they can always choose to have runway workers throw their suitcase at the aircraft's nose during takeoff in hopes that it will bounce off the tip of the plane to its final destination at a discounted price of $15.
Ah, not bad.
And Frontier Airlines just launched a nationwide campaign to re-advertise their Basic Select Economy class, which involves groups of customers being released from cages on the runway and sprinting towards the plane to try and board it during takeoff.
Nice, I'll have to check that one out. Now, you were able to test out the Ultra Economy class early. What did you think?
I did enjoy the extra leg space and fresh air that surrounded me, but things did get tricky during the latter part of the ascent when I had to deal with passing hail and atmospheric debris. Here's some audio of my experience I was able to record on my phone.
Oh, sounds no less enjoyable than any other flight.
And at about 35,000 feet, I did pass out, which was a plus since I usually have a hard time sleeping on planes.
Any extra cost incurred?
I did have to spend an extra $15 for a back brace so my spine wouldn't snap as I whipped through the air at 565 miles per hour, and that brace proved crucial. The man beside me flew without a brace and severed his spine almost immediately.
Yeah, it would be nice if that was complimentary, but overall, would you say it was worth it?
I did get to my destination on time, which a lot of budget airlines rarely guarantee, but the extra costs did add up, and I'm currently undergoing pretty intense skin grafts to replace the skin lost on my face and extremities due to sun exposure.
Yeah, you look pretty rough in the picture you sent me from the hospital.
Just happy I have a nose again.
Thanks, Alan, and get well soon. That's OPR's Alan Potts. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Brace for impact, because this podcast is about to take a nosedive straight into more news. Here's what else you need to know today. With his chances of re-election all but lost, a panicked President Trump is hoping to turn things around today by finally agreeing to a Zoom debate. Members of the Trump campaign quickly sent over a meeting invitation to both the Biden campaign and several major news networks, all of which remain unanswered. And after failing to earn the amount of support they had hoped to from Latino voters, members of the Democratic Party are trying to figure out exactly what went wrong and how they can do more to court the ever-important voting base. In an effort to do so, top Democratic strategists have announced today they plan to hold a screening of Three Amigos so they can all better understand Latino culture. Oh man, I love that movie. Count me in. And finally, residents in Chicago may soon be noticing some changes coming to their beloved CTA, as Mayor Lori Lightfoot unveiled plans today to replace Chicago's decades-old public transit system with a brand-new fleet of police. Well, that will certainly change some people's commute, but if it helps balance the city's budget, then it's a welcome change indeed. That's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And with all the money you saved on flights from tying yourself to the back of an airplane, why not fork over some of that extra dough by signing up for The Topical's Patreon? With exclusive content and early episode releases, you'll hear all the day's news before it even happens. So don't wait. Become a patron today, because something really bad is about to happen and you gotta be the first to know. We'll be talking all about it next time on The Topical.